UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
All right, it's a Friday mixtape coming up in about an hour and a half. Andy Sweeney, James Drebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you on this Friday on ESPN 680 1057. Not broadcasting from Cardinal Boulevard, but still broadcasting mobily in the Papa John's studios. And a reminder to use that promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. And remember the no-contact delivery that they have there at Papa John's. Also, and I'll give a big thank you to UPS Jobs, a long-term partner. UPS Jobs would like to say thank you to all the drivers, supply chain, and logistic members who keep our community going by delivering needed goods on a daily basis. And they delivered four big boxes to me today, which was much needed. Mitch, do we have Anderson on hold? Is he ready to go? Our guy Jason? All righty, let's bring him in. Jason Anderson there in Kansas City. We will talk, obviously, MLS and Royals offseason, Konzo Martin and the next steps there in Missouri, and obviously the Chiefs schedule and Bill Self cheating. So there's that. Jason, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, guys. You know, Sporting KC, they opened up their facilities for the workouts
Thank God.
On Wednesday. So. One of the five clubs that was allowed to open up this week. So it's big day on Wednesday. So they're getting their fitness ready.
All 4 hours of your show dedicated to
yes,
that.
Yes, there it is. What are you up to, buddy? How are you, man? We haven't talked to you, 2 weeks? What's up?
I am doing just fine, up to pretty much the same stuff that you guys mm-hmm. The same thing as a couple of weeks ago. It's like pinky in the brain. Same thing we do every day, pinky, try to take over the world.
Well, listen, I know you have kids. Today. I know you have a family. But how are you not, and I mean this in all seriousness, how are you not drinking alcohol during the quarantine?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I haven't really felt the need to drink. It's been okay.
Oh, God. Strebel's wife doesn't even know. Strebel's living a different life. His wife goes as a nurse. As a frontline protector to the front lines, and Strebel is crushing vodka on a Thursday while watching a documentary about dead kids. This is what he does.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm playing video games, Jason, to 1:30 in the morning. Like five times a week, I'm playing video games.
Yeah.
I'm hunting people on Call of Duty. Our lives are falling apart here. We don't have a family. I don't. We have nothing.
I'm watching schedule release shows for the NFL and doing a radio show, and I'm reading 100 pages of an NCAA's response to those allegations so I can give my response.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
How much did you do? Let me ask you this. The NFL schedule came out, and Roundaddy's a Browns fan, and I'm a Giants fan, and Mitch is a Giants fan, so it doesn't matter to us. It's a matter of 6-10 to 8-8, 9-7. That's it. So it doesn't matter at all. How much NFL schedule talk have you done, and did you do win-loss? Did you go through each week of the season and give your prediction? Please tell me you did.
We did a good number of segments dedicated to the NFL schedule release yesterday and today as well, and we went through and looked at the games that we thought were the biggest risks for the Chiefs to lose, and I came out with a 13-3 record for the Chiefs with the potential of being 17-0, giving them the win in the bye week.
Yeah. Wow. 13-3. That is. Are they 14-2 or 13-3? That's the discussion. That is the radio segment. Or maybe 12-4 if there's an injury. But that is the radio discussion. How much before we get into this Kansas stuff quickly? How much did your training here in the Louisville area prepare you for yet another cheating institution at your new job in Kansas?
I mean, it's been great. Amazing how much it's just like old hat to me. And I'm like, oh, well, this is bad and that's bad. And okay, that's fine. And so it's been a little bit easier to digest and understand what's going on and understand the lingo and the differences and the time frame and all of that. And it helps when I'm reading 92 pages of the NCAA's response, because I've read so many of these already that you know what the boilerplate points are that you can sort of scroll past, because you're like, oh, well, that's the same thing that was on page 22. They're just rehashing that because they're going through each and every allegation and bringing up these things. So I can scroll right past that because I'm used to it by now. So it's easier to skim and scam some of those things as I'm going through. So that has given me a lot of experience here. And I feel like, based on that, some credibility. Here and talking about the KU issue.
Yeah, I was gonna say you can teach others on what the process is going to be like.
Absolutely. The only issue is I don't know what the IARP is going to be. Like, we've never seen that before. Like, Memphis is under the IARP, and NC State, I think that's going that route. This KU case, I think, could be heading that route, because this is getting really contentious between the NCAA and KU. So I don't know if it ends up there. No idea. Uncharted waters, I don't know how long that will take, what the hearing will be like, how quickly the ruling would be there. You obviously cannot appeal with that, so that's one of the issues with that. Would it then go to federal court? Like, there's a lot of other unknowns with that route. No idea.
You know, one thing that I talked about, and Jason Anderson's with us, you can now follow him, I believe it was at J810 Anderson, I believe it is. That's our good friend in Kansas City. Well, I mean, just by the way, when I was doing my read, I don't know if you heard, I got the computers. Jason will love this. Now he's just on air, so he doesn't have to care about anything else. He's big time now. He's Francesa. Like, he doesn't have to care about, like, if the computers don't work, right?
Right, making schedules.
We got new computers today, Jason. Did you even know this was happening behind the scenes? Kansas City's getting the same. Yeah, we got wide orbit.
Wow. Okay. Very good. I don't even know what wide orbit is, but it sounds awesome.
Our old ass maestro with the mouse from 1942. All of that's gone. It's all gone. Yeah.
Well, I am happy for you, because I can't imagine how much of a stress relief that might be in all of those spots, and some disappearing and some not make, some only being able to play in 93.9 and some only able to play in 680 and all
like
that.
If something breaks, an engineer has to go to a graveyard of computer parts and just find something like Frankenstein.
Let me check my basement.
I might have something like that in my basement. Is a sentence that's been uttered to me and Jason Anderson.
That's the sentence that was actually uttered in the early days of, well, he's going to go down and check his basement. He might have that part down there.
So you'll love this. Supposedly, they a couple weeks ago tried to deliver it, and then I was alerted, hey, you need to look out for it, and for 2 days the process had to sit by the door. he was like 5:30. He's like, can I bleep and leave? I've been up prepping for Drew's show. I'm like, okay, settle down, getting some new music, some music beds.
Yes.
Prepping for Drew's show. So yeah, and so I was like, yeah, just send it to my house. So yes, I figured
that'd
you would like that
idea.
All right,
idea.
So Anderson's with us. All right, so there's lots of ways we can go here. I kind of opened up the show with, from a Louisville viewpoint, you know how touchy they are with all of this, and probably rightfully so, that Rick Pitino and Louisville, even with Katina Powell, but even with the NCAA stuff, have been very much at the forefront. And I'm not seeing a lot of national media out there talking about Kansas, right? And how contentious this is going to be. And I mean, there's a level two on Pitino. There's a level one. The NCAA is going after Bill Self. There's five. It's not just basketball. It goes in to other sports. And obviously, even the NCAA noted, the Midnight Madness with the shirt, the Adidas and the chains.
Yeah.
And I love that. But I love all of this. And you know what I think of the NCAA and paying kids. And I love Bill Self. But I guess what stood out out to you. What's the reaction been, and how much trouble's Kansas in here?
Well, I will compare what's going on with Louisville and Kansas and NC State and some of the others. To me, it's like in the states that weed is still illegal. It's like I really don't care that it's illegal. I think it should be fine. I think it should be legal. But as long as it's illegal, here are the laws. Here's how you broke the law. Here are the penalties and things like that. Obviously, these are not laws. But that's what I think of this whole case with the FBI. I think it's all stupid. I think all of these things should be allowed. But that's not the case. And you and I have talked about this before and agree on it. But since it is against the bylaws for the NCAA and the amateurism and all of that stuff, you have to go by, you know, what's going on. And the NCAA is essentially, I mean, the only way I could describe it is they're pissed. They are wanting to go after and hammer Kansas. Now, I do think because it's not college basketball season right now and the NFL stuff's going on, and there is so many other things that people care about with the pandemic that's currently happening, that
sure,
a KU-NCAA thing, people may not even care or register. We're wondering if there's even going to be college football, right, or anything else, or college classes. As you know, KU and the NCAA are going at it. Oh my goodness, billionaires and billionaires. Oh my goodness, let's all cry about that. So I do think part of it is from that. But all the NCAA, you know, writers that I've seen out there are writing about this and covering it, and DeCourcy and Seth Davis and Jabilis and others that are out there talking about it, writing about it. So it's being covered from a college basketball perspective. But you're right, it was Louisville and Rick Pitino was an easy target when that whole thing happened, because the reputation of Rick Pitino being sleazy and all of that, it was easy just to play to that crowd. Kansas and Bill Self. Bill Self doesn't necessarily have that reputation. But, I mean, now you look at it and say, you know, what's been the relationship with these Adidas, you know, representatives that have worked for the company, and how much did he know, and how much was he okay with them going out and recruiting for him? But Kansas is clearly saying, we are not responsible for anything. And the NCAA, in their response to KU, was essentially saying, bring it on, because we are going to battle this thing out, because what we view that you did is egregious. It is beyond, you know, it's not the, what's the word that the NCAA used with Louisville that came out? Repugnant.
Yes.
It's not the repugnant thing, but egregious has been used a lot, that people are the headline of NCAA views Kansas as egregious, and clearly five level one violations.
Yeah.
So yes, they have Kansas in their crosshairs right now, and Kansas is essentially saying, let's go. I mean, it's been compared, and we had this on the show today, it's been compared to, you know, a couple of boxers that are getting ready for the boxing match, and it's the weigh-in, and you know how they kind of look at each other for the pictures, and they start jabbering and yelling back and forth, and they get closer and closer and closer, and like their noses are touching. But you know the real fight is around the corner. But they're essentially letting you know how pissed they are at each other and how intense the fight's going to be. That's what I think the Kansas response and then the NCAA's response to Kansas is.
That's exactly what it is. Jason Anderson with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. Yeah, I just, you know, I was going to bring up one thing. I can't remember. That's a good analogy. UFC might not be as musty as boxing. You might want to use UFC. By the way, Mitch is texting us right now because we're trying to line up some sound that we're going to play for you here in just a second. Just some things that you have missed. Kentucky got Olivier Saar, which is a kid from Wake Forest. That happened this week. I know you did not know that, but there's a radio host in Winston-Salem who picked a fight, and this is brilliant. Young guy picked a fight with Matt Jones over it. Played dueling banjos and did that. We had Round Daddy be a blowhard and call into the show, and I think it's all call into this guy's show. And we did that because he wouldn't connect shows with us. We wanted to have fun and connect shows, and he's far too important to do.
Clearly.
He's got a little bit of Stillman in him, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah.
A little bit of Stillman goes a long way. Yes, I watched that whole thing, and I got to say, I mean,
I'd much rather have a degree from Wake Forest. I mean, it's just...
Yeah. What are you saying, Jason?
What an absurd thing to say. I think one of the dumbest things is, like, educational nose-turning at each other when we're talking about college sports. Yes. Yeah, Forbes. He would, the degree from Wake Forest is really why he went to Wake Forest. You're right. The guy wants to play in the NBA and make a lot of money. He's going to Kentucky. He'd like to know what it's like to play on national TV, I guess.
You also missed the Stillman story. Stillman had a perceived hooker in his home when he arrived one time, so he thinks one of his neighbors hired, and this woman wandered to another room. All she drank. Listen to this. If I listen to this, this is gonna kill. This is gonna put Anderson down. Yes. So he got home, and a lady of the night, I guess, was in his home. He came home, and there was a light on, and he heard rap music upstairs. Okay, and so Stillman went upstairs.
The Isley Brothers contagious right now.
Yeah, dude. Anyway, he went to his guest room, and there was a woman just there in a robe.
Oh.
And he yelled, "Get out of my house," and then ran to his neighbor's yard, which I would pay good money to see that video.
Yes.
Like, I want to see that video more than just about anything. Oh, yeah, yeah. And here's all she – she didn't take anything. And he had, like, radio equipment, Jason. He had his comm racks and everything. You know what that's like.
I had one stolen from me.
Yeah, yes. And, I mean, TVs and everything else. I mean, you know, Stillman's got, like, 8 TVs.
Yeah.
And so all she took – all she drank one of his Diet Cokes, and then get this. This is the finishing move. I'm going to kill you with this one, all right? Mortal Kombat style. She drank his Muscle Milk.
Muscle milk.
The joke's on her, because if it's Stillman, that Muscle Milk's been in the fridge for about a year and a half.
Oh.
He got it when he was working with Jeff Walls. Yeah. Walls gave me this Muscle Milk.
Yes. I was saving it.
Oh my goodness!
Wall signed it.
Wall signed. Yes, did Wall sign? Put it up as a bold question. Did Wall sign Jared Stillman's muscle milk? I'm kidding, of course. So there was that. Apparently, Mitch as well. We're gonna have to go back at 3:55. I called Scott Satterfield, Steve Satterfield.
Yeah,
so we need to go back and do that. Mitch had his first good battle with BBN. So that was out there,
yeah.
Jason, just so you know. What's funny is I didn't ask it this way, but I was going to say, would the Kansas story be much bigger if the Chiefs had Elvis Gerback as their quarterback? That's how I was going to lead.
Elvis,
that's
how I was.
Well, yeah, I mean, when the Chiefs were going to be 8-8, you know, it's much different than when you're going to be 14-2. Go ahead.
Which games do you expect Brody Croyle to start this year?
Brody Croyle.
Oh, God.
Sorry, let's talk about KU.
I guess last thing on the KU. I mean, you expect them probably what to be punished? I mean, two things. What do you expect to kind of happen? I mean, I think they're going to get smacked, and I think some of these other coaches that people have been waiting on, like a Will Wade, like a Sean Miller, are going to get smacked. And Louisville, I think, is going to lose at least a year in the tournament. I think Louisville, if they could hold things to just 1 year in the tournament, Chris Mack could do a good job. If it's 2 years, that becomes a 4-year penalty with recruiting and rebuilding and everything else. So I guess, what do you think happens? And then the other thing, I talked about this yesterday here on the Take on ESPN 680, is the IRP, the IARP, whatever they want to call it, this independent council. Like, there's no appeal process, which Anderson mentioned, which is also important to know. And everyone now is saying, we're going to the – I mean, Louisville's saying the same thing as Kansas and Memphis and NC State and everybody else. We're going to this independent council. So everyone feels like, Jason, that there's going to be positivity at the end here with this. Did we lose Anderson, by the way?
Yeah, we did. He's calling
me back. All right, there we go. All right, calm. We heard his phone. We knew he was gone.
He just went, bink. Yeah.
Like Star Wars.
It did. It sounded like Star Wars.
I was droning on and on. My question was droning on and on. It was just about
the
positive.
No, but what was the second part? I lost you when you said IARP has no appeals process.
Well, you know, they don't have an appeals process, but everyone around here, because Louisville's going to go to that, or they want to go to that, as Louisville fights this, the same with Kansas and everyone else, why is there a perceived, or there should not be a perceived positivity that you're going to go to this independent council and they're going to believe you more than any, than like the regular NCAA? And I feel like there is a belief that they are going to be a savior to these programs, and they might to somebody, but that doesn't mean it's going to be your program. It doesn't mean it's going to be Louisville or Kansas or Memphis or anybody else. There's too many people, I think, Jason, relying on that.
Yeah, I think the second part, I'll go with that route first, and I think it's because it's not the NCAA, to where people may feel they're not going to be biased against them, to where, okay, the NCAA has the investigative wing, and they have the Committee on Infractions wing, and so they're all sort of working in concert. So if the investigators are with the NCAA, and they all go to Christmas and holiday parties with the Committee on Infractions at the NCAA, well, you know, so you've got that sort of conflict of interest that people feel like is there with the NCAA, as opposed to the IARP is completely independent from anything NCAA, to where you might feel you'll get a better shake. Issue is, like you said, you can't appeal. But how many people win the appeal anyway? So what do you got, like right. a 10% chance? So would you rather take what you feel like might be a biased view on getting hammered on a 10% chance maybe you win an appeal that would then be within the confines of people in the NCAA on the appeals panel through that process? Or the IARP independent, you feel like they're not biased, and whether there's an appeal or not, you'll take your chances there. I think that's the thought process behind it, and there's an unknown to it. And so maybe it's because you would the devil you know at this point with the NCAA, you'll take your chances with the devil you don't. Yep. So I think there's some of that going on, certainly with KU fans. I think there's some of that going on because they feel like a lot of Louisville fans did at the time, the NCAA is – specifically singling them out to make them a point and to make an example of them. KU fans feel like the NCAA is doing that with Kansas right now. I think this thing is it's fascinating from a the actual hearing as to what it comes down to. KU has agreed to the facts with everything that has happened and all of the money that exchanged hands. So there is not arguing, well, we don't think this happened, or, well, that was $20,000 you said, but that was only $1,500 actually. So we're going to go ahead and dispute, $18,000 here on that. No, everything, all the money, all the interactions, Kansas agreed to. The only disagreement is the responsibility and if those, the Gasnola, the Gatto, the Merle Code, if they are actual boosters or representatives. So essentially, this is an all-or-nothing case. They either get nothing, and they say these guys are not representative, and it's all cleared, or they are a representative, and everything alleged is now hammered to them. Mm-hmm. Every single part, all of the level five or the five level one violations. There is no in-between with this because they have agreed to the facts of the case of all of the parts about the money. So I think it absolutely comes down to that. The issue that I think Kansas runs into is all you have to do is prove that they are boosters or representatives, and part of being a booster or representative, and the NCAA has these vague the descriptions and definitions of that. One of them is an individual that promotes the athletic department, and also corporations are thrown into there as well. And they have Bill Self, Curtis Townsend, they have their compliance officer, and they have their whoever the person in charge of oversight with the basketball program, all of them in the interviews saying, when asked what does Adidas do for you, all of them at one point talk about promoting the athletic department. I mean, their own words saying promoting, and it's pointed out in the NCAA's response. Now, those may be taken out of context, but it is them saying promoting, and then you go back and you see, oh, wait, promoting the athletic department is part of being a booster with these. So that's certainly going to hurt Kansas a lot. And it's also the did you know or should you have known. The should you have known is going to kill Bill Self, and that's because Gatto, one, pointed out in his sentencing letter to the judge, said that it was clear and obvious that they were doing this and the coaches were aware, even though Gasnola testified that he made sure Bill Self wasn't aware of that. Like, it matters. To me, it really doesn't matter. Nevin Shapiro never told Randy Shannon Miami got hammered because of Nevin Shapiro. So Gasnola never told Bill Self, doesn't matter. He was still paying the players to go to Kansas. But here's the real issue. So Billy Preston was getting $90,000 from Gasnola.
My man.
And That was found out in November, November 2017. Self notified that Preston received money from TJ Gasnola. In November that same month, Gasnola declined to be interviewed by KU about Billy Preston. Okay, Gasnola was the contact that they put in touch with Sylvia D'Souza's family. So Gasnola's talking to D'Souza's family with Kansas knowing Gasnola's talking to D'Souza's family. Billy Preston got money. Self was told Billy Preston got money. Gasnola declines to be interviewed by KU about Billy Preston getting money. January 9th, Sylvia D'Souza is enrolled at Kansas. That's 2 months later. So that's the should you have known. That's the ignoring red flags and not asking pointed questions. Remember that with Rick Pitino? When that came out, he didn't ask pointed questions and he didn't see red flags. And it was like, well, if he didn't see red flags, then how would he ask pointed questions? So,
yeah, the NCAA told Kansas you had 3 years to clean it up, and it doesn't look like you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that one, if you say, should you have known, it's really hard for him to square that circle of how would I have known? Well, you were notified Preston was paid by Gasnola. And 2 months later, you brought in a recruit that Gasnola was the contact for, and you had been talking about, and he had been having conversations with the dad or the guardian. Like, how would you not know? How would you not have done more investigation? How would you not have asked more questions? How would you not have proven to the NCAA that you vetted Gasnola and Sylvia D'Souza after Billy Preston? None of that happened.
Before we get Jason Anderson out of here, Texter does say good to hear Jason. Good to see, Texter says good to see Jason still long-winded. That was those coming down 437-9680.
Yes,
would you like to hear this Wake Forest guy running Strebel off the air yesterday? We should play this for Jason. Let's go ahead and play that, Mitch.
Let me ask you this real quick, James. Last time Kentucky played North Carolina, what happened? What about the last time they played Duke?
No, this is Wake Forest.
I cover all of them, you idiot. Get out of here.
That's sports radio, man.
Oh, it's so great. While funny, I'm going with Strebel on this one, not just because he's on the line with me. I'm going with Strebel. The weak move by Carolina. You can't argue Wake Forest and Kentucky and then use Duke and North Carolina to back up your argument about Wake Forest versus
Thank
Kentucky.
Thank you. That was going to be my point before he hung up on me and called me an idiot. I think he pivoted to North Carolina because he had nothing on Wake Forest.
That's what we wanted. Yeah, that's what we wanted,
oh,
though.
Absolutely.
Well, go ahead, Jason.
James, you're an idiot. I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just saying
of course.
He was wrong in using that.
Yes, no, I agree.
Last thing, James, within the next few weeks, days, months, is going to have the birds and bees discussion with his oldest son.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have any thoughts about that, Anderson, or any guidance.
Any advice?
Yeah. Locke has chimed in, you know, of course, a few of the other hosts around the station have. So.
Yes.
Yeah. No idea. I've got a 4-year-old, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
4-year-old and 1-year-old, so I'm not going down that route for a while.
When you eventually do, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out, and I'll let you know how my conversation went.
That's going to be awkward.
Locke and Drew. Has there ever been an easy conversation with that? That's just like, hey, here's how you swing a baseball bat.
By the way, Diener had Mitch McConnell on, and we had some notable sound about baseball and notable sound. I sent it to you knuckleheads in Kansas City. I'm sure no one used it. We sent it to everyone. Diener was all about it, and we sent it to Locke for Spectrum, and Locke said it's not in Spectrum's interest to run this sound.
I hope he responded like really professional like that with Spectrum letterhead on the email.
Fantastic. All right, Jason. Well, we miss you. Good hearing from you. Keep up the good work there in Kansas City. And, you know, we'll catch up here, down the road. And obviously this story will be one to follow for the next year and a half or so. So I'm sure you guys will have fun to talk about Kansas basketball around a 14-2 football season. So take care, my friend. We'll talk with you down the road.
All right, brother. Anytime, man. Have fun.
All right, there we go. Jason Anderson with us here. Good to catch up with him on a Friday on ESPN 680-1057. a teen who found 135K. Does Mitch have anything interesting to say about the NFL schedule release? We need to get to our Murray Minute. Jack Grossman will defend himself, giving his first kiss story. Boy, that one texter is not going to like this conversation.
No.
His first kiss story to a random podcast and not this show. He'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour. And then the mixtape, of course, at 5:30. We'll continue with the obvious discussion about Kansas. We can do that. DeAndre Williams in Kentucky. That is all out there. So we'll hang out with you halfway through, another hour and a half to go. We take you up until 6 o'clock. It's The Take on a Friday on ESPN 680. All righty, so a lot of new things here as I tell you about our good friends at the Fitness Market. They're working out of their Plantside Drive location, 502-882-2694, 882-2694. Obviously, they've been servicing for more than two decades the city of Louisville and the areas around, and now delivery available in Lexington. They also, an hour ago, received these gently used, one-year-old, just-like-new Kaiser M3 indoor cycles. They received 10 of them. These are going to go fast. And for more information, 502-882-2694, thefitnessmarket.com. I think also yesterday I saw them put up on their Facebook, again, search Fitness Market on Facebook. They got rubber dumbbells, Olympic plates, so they have a bunch of new things. And again, still all the spin bikes, still all the ellipticals, still all the treadmills, and anything else that you may need. They had just arrived 2 hours ago, Bowflex. There you go, a 5.1S folding bench, 10. They only have 10 of those. Again, Plantside Drive location. They had the curbside delivery. You can pick it up from them, 882-2694, thefitnessmarket.com. It is the Fitness Market here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney and James Strebel.
So the big thing you've seen
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Coming up in about 55 minutes, a little under an hour, we'll have the mixtape right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Coming up at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, we will have Governor Andy Beshear. That will be only over on 93.9 The Ville. We'll keep it going here on The Take on this Friday on ESPN 680 105.7. A little bonus hour coming your way here on 680. I should say at 6 o'clock or 6:15 or so, whenever Beshear is done. It's Drew Diener and Jason Nemus.
Power duo. It's
a Friday for, it's a Friday for Diener.
Ooh.
By the way, Diener's getting ready to wage war on these pools.
Yes, he is.
And I'm not saying I blame him, but it's getting ready to happen. It's going to be some good content, I have a feeling, coming up here. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Last call they'll have you at about 6:15 or so right here on ESPN 680 105.7. Quickly, you haven't got to talk about this, so if you want to, this independent council, the NCAA, I brought it up twice now, but you haven't got a chance to respond. I just don't understand why everyone automatically thinks that it's going to be positive. And Anderson brought up a good point there that, well, you already know the NCAA is evil, which is true. I mentioned that yesterday, that obviously you'll pivot away from the NCAA whenever you can. I just don't know that that means freedom. And I certainly think a lot of schools and a lot of fans are running to this independent council, and that doesn't always mean that they're going to agree with the school, and I'd agree in many ways with the NCAA. But we don't know, and I think we are drawn to the unknown, and that is exactly what's happening here.
Well, that's what it is. It's the shiny new thing, right? It's something that they can hang somewhat of their hopes on. Like they know they're going to lose most likely the NCAA. Then you have this new option, and like you said, they're all running towards it saying, yeah, we'll do this, because I know if I go to the NCAA, I'm screwed. And then what's it going to do? Okay, if like one or two of these schools that first try it out, they still get hammered, what's the reaction going to be from, because what would we say, NC State is going to be one of the first ones, obviously, and then Kansas.
Memphis,
NC State. So those are two of, of the first ones that are going to be doing this. If NC State and Memphis still get hammered by this IARP, will the rest of the schools be like, well, crap, we're screwed anyway. Will that die down a little bit? But yeah, we don't know what this is going to entail. We don't know how that process is going to go. Other than there's not going to be an appeal situation if they are ruled against. Which, you know, it's just unknown. It's a new thing. We're all going to pivot towards that because we know the NCAA is going to do whatever the hell they're going to do, and it's not going to be for the best interest of the school or the kids.
All right, so there is James Strebel making his thoughts known. Mitch, do you have a Murray Minute to go to here? Are you ready? How do you feel?
Yeah, we can do a Murray Minute.
All right.
Let's do a Murray Minute. This is Mitchell Hannigan. He's the noodler. He's the country guy. He drives a truck, right?
I mean, yeah,
all these things are true. He's from Murray, Kentucky. It's the Murray Minute. He gets the top three stories on the Murray newspaper and regurgitates it to us right now here on The Take.
Time now for the Murray Minute.
I can fish. I can hunt.
With the noodler himself.
Noodling is like, it's kind of like fishing. If you want to catch a big catfish, you just stick your arm in the pond and let the fish bite your arm, and that's how you bring it out of the pond.
The kid from Callaway County.
I'm not that country, but I am a truck guy.
His name is Mitchell Hannigan.
Good afternoon. My name is Mitch Hannigan.
And he needs his Motorola.
Motorola. I love my Motorola. Mitchell Hannigan.
All right. Thanks, Andy and James, today for this Murray update. I don't know if we keep doing these daily because there's not a whole lot of news out there, people. But this Murray update is sponsored by the Old Family Video Store that's been empty since I was about 6 years old, that no one has seemed to be taking. And so shout out to them for sponsoring this Murray update. Starting today, drive-through concessions open at Charay Theaters, people.
Nice.
That's not Sherry Theaters. We're not some backwards hillbillies from Fulton County. It's Charay Theaters, people. Charay Theaters. Drive-through concessions. You can buy a full bag of popcorn for a cool $40, but you just got to give them a 24 hours notice, and they'll get that full bag of popcorn to you. The world-famous popcorn at Charay Theaters, I might add. No matinee still, but that's coming. Don't worry. Next story, the Arboretum at Murray State University welcomes visitors once again after Sunday's brutal storm. I'm not sure what happened, but apparently some, you know, flowers or whatever. I don't know what an arboretum is, okay? I mean, you guys know me. And I'm not even welcome to it either, because the one time I got in trouble with the cops was at that arboretum. Me and some knuckleheads decided to skip soccer practice, and they're building it, and the flags where they had planned to put the sidewalk.
That's what you get for playing soccer.
Yes.
You get punished by the cops.
Well, we thought it would be funny to take those flags out of the ground, throw them at each other, and try to, you know, hit each other in the face with these pointy flags. And, yeah, that was apparently 6 months of work, 6 months of work for them. So they came out, called the cops on us. I got ground for a month. So you guys are welcome to the Arboretum. I'm not. I'm probably banned from that place from life. And lastly, our sports story.
Wait, who grounded you? Was this your mother? Who grounded you?
Yeah, but my mom and dad.
Why, were your parents still together then?
Yes. I got ground for a month for that antics. And I got kicked off the soccer team. And Coach Scott Turner. Notably known for him as Coach T, is set to retire from the Murray High Tiger football team after 33 years of service. My favorite memory of Coach T was when I was in his U.S. government class, and he would always fall asleep and just let us do whatever the hell we wanted in the halls of Murray High School. And that has been your Murray update.
A lot of people are crushing you that you are mispronouncing names. Strebel said toxicology. You said toxology.
When?
Mitch, we still need to go back to 355 and get me saying Steve Satterfield.
Yes.
Apparently happened. The show's falling apart on this Friday.
Apparently I say I respect foul play instead of suspect foul play.
Oh
you respect?
What an odd thing to respect.
Foul play. And you got kicked off the soccer team, Mitch?
Yeah, it was middle school, but then new coach came in where he was all cool about it, so we're good.
Okay. It sounds like you had a rep in Murray.
Yeah, wait. I didn't follow all of that. You threw a bunch of flowers at each other? Is that what happened?
No. So do you know what an arboretum is?
No, I have no idea.
It's a place where you just like walk and like look at plants and stuff. It's super.
Oh, okay.
It's like super boring. But they're building one, and me and some knuckleheads,
gotcha.
I was running with the wrong crew. We skipped soccer practice and was walking through there and thought it'd be funny to have a war with these flags that were playing in the dirt that was like supposed to, that was basically their plan of like building the sidewalk on all this. And we're throwing them at each other, and this lady came out crying and screaming. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is 6 months work week for us. And, yeah, she called the cops on us, and we had to stay there, and we had to talk to the cops, and then I got in trouble, and then grounded for a month.
Wow.
I was in eighth grade or seventh grade.
Wow.
How nervous were you?
Oh, I was
I bet
like,
you were, like, praying to God.
Because my mom didn't like the fact that I was hanging out with these people anyways, and that, like, sealed the deal for her, and she was not happy.
You had a part when you were getting ready to go into high school then that you were a bad boy, if you will.
Rebellious.
Yeah, you were rebellious at that time.
Yeah, it was me and a buddy who was also in the same grade as me, and then a couple of people who were, like, a year or two older than us that were in high school. Yeah, we're running with them. We thought we were cool because we were hanging out with the older kids in high school, and then that got me in trouble with the cops.
Texas says, hey, wait a minute. Frank Anselm cut UK from his list. Wow, didn't realize that. He's all I heard about for the last couple weeks. Tough times, Strebel.
No, he cut Kentucky from his list because they got Olivier Saar. Like, we don't need you anymore. See ya, big boy. Go to wherever you want, Arizona State or whatever else offered him.
Texas says, why does the country guy not own a tackle box?
I'm confused. Texas
I says, do. Strebel, I just don't have one here.
WTF is a toxology report?
I didn't say toxology. When did I say this? It's toxicology report. I haven't said the word toxicology today. Was this yesterday? I'm lost here. I'm stunned.
Texas says, Jason with the humble brag comparing the sex talk to swinging a bat. Texas says, does Jason even know who Strebel is?
Yes, he knows exactly who I am. He's the one that first brought me on. The first person I ever met from ESPN 680 was Jason Anderson.
Dexter, shouldn't Jason be on the air? No, his show ends at 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock our time.
Yep. So he's free and ready to go. Always wanting to join our show.
Is that it?
That's what it is.
Does he? Thank you for the aid there. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Let's see what else I wanted to get to here. I just don't have the power to fight through one of these difficult NCAA discussions today,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we'll regurgitate some of the Kansas Bill Self stuff in the 5 o'clock hour before we get Grossman in here as he is in big trouble. Did you guys see the article about the teen that found $135,000 next to an ATM?
I did not.
Did you see this? All right, so this happened in New Mexico. This guy was on a mission, I'm reading here, to buy socks for his grandfather. He's 19, okay?
Okay.
He needed to deposit money into his bank account to make the online purchase, okay? So when he tried, he made an astonishing find, and what he did next has earned him praise and a bit of fame, okay?
All right.
This gentleman, Mr. Nunez, drove to the ATM outside a Wells Fargo bank branch Sunday morning, just 2 minutes from his Albuquerque home to make this deposit, okay? He pulled his truck alongside the machine. He spotted a clear plastic bag on the ground. It was a foot-long stack of 50s and 20s, he said. He goes, I was in shock. I was looking to myself and just thinking, what should I do? He said he never considered keeping the cash, but all sorts of wild thoughts raced through his mind. He thought maybe he was being a trick was being played.
Right.
He called the police. The officers arrived. It totaled to be $135,000.
Oh, boy.
He's a college student. I mean, again, this is a guy driving to go put money in his account to pay for his grandfather's socks.
He's doing like
okay, so this is someone that needs money. Not that we all don't need money.
Right.
That much is obvious. And he's a college kid.
Right.
Okay.
So this is a huge find. Absolutely. So he called the cops.
He says he could hear. He stared at the cash, waiting for the police. He could hear the lessons of his parents in his head.
Oh.
He hasn't gone unrewarded. Let's see, they had a ceremony for him. They had a plaque for him. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
There
God.
It is.
Yeah,
they had a plaque. Well, there it is. Yes.
The plaque's not worth $135,000.
The local ESPN radio affiliate presented him with signed sports memorabilia. How about that? including a football autographed by former NFL and University of New Mexico linebacker Brian Urlacher. Local businesses presented him with $500 each.
Okay.
Some gift cards were thrown in. His family's proud of him. Let's start with Round Daddy. What do you do?
Man.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask it differently.
Okay.
If what you do, if the answer is, am I being set up or are there cameras that are going to catch me, then you want to go take the money.
Yes.
Absolutely. I wonder, and so it's easy for this guy to say, well, my family lessons, the family unit.
Yeah.
My parents were running through my mind that I should not be dishonest. But was he thinking that, or was he, I'm skeptical, or was he thinking I'm being set up in some sort of way, there are cameras, somebody's watching me? Because that's obviously the first thing that goes through anyone's mind.
Yes. Is this a setup? Is this like a prank show? Am I being punked? What's going on here? What did they, before I answered, did they find out, like, what? Where did that money come from?
It's not in this story.
So it's not in the story.
That I had brought up, no.
Huh.
I'm sure there might be a follow-up.
Yeah, I wonder if it was, like, left by the Brinks truck by accident. You know, those armored trucks that show up and drop money off to banks. I wonder if something happened with that. Or if it was the underground Breaking Bad Albuquerque drug ring left that there from Walter White. But, yeah, I would love to sit here and say I'd do the right thing and call the police and do. I would have a strong urge to take that damn money. A very
take
strong
the damn
urge.
No, no offense,
take
but was it $1 million that your wife asked you about the infidelity question? Was it $1 million or was it $100,000?
$1 million.
It was $1 million. Okay, I couldn't remember which one it was. I thought that was the case.
Yes.
So this is only $135, but I mean that cures a lot of money. Concerns, questions, etc. For anybody.
Yeah, debts wiped out. You pay off your house, pay off all your vehicles. Get out. Yes, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would err on the side of I'd probably be.
You
like,
give in.
I would probably give in.
I want to say that I would give in, but man, I would give in not because it's the right thing. I would give in because I thought I was being set up to get in trouble.
Yeah.
That's and I'm being honest.
I mean, do you get in trouble for that, though, if it's just sitting there?
If it's just sitting there, I don't know. It's a great point. I mean, they could release. I mean, I guess the bank could say, hey, this was out here. If anyone saw this, and then I guess you'd be the hero. I guess. I don't know.
Then you hold the money.
What do the police do with it?
Then you hold the money for a week. If you hear nothing about it, then you're fine.
It. I think that's the way to go. That's right, Mitch. You take the money, you hang on to it. If there's something on the news about it, then you say, oh, yeah, I found this. I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't spend any of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know what to do, whose it was. I have it. Here you go. And then, you know, every ATM machine has a camera in it.
Right.
So that you'd be able to prove, like, hey, I did really just find this here.
Right.
So that's a good tack by Mitch.
Texter says 437-9680. Why didn't KSR write an article on Mitch getting in trouble with the police? Texter says the show's been awful today. Really?
I disagree. I think we've had a good show.
I mean, we had Kansas discussion. We've had a lot of fun today. We're talking about this story. We had Anderson on. What else do you want from us on a Friday when there's, you know, limited items? I mean, do you want Olivier Saar talk?
Hardcore.
The mixtape's going to be at 5:30. We're going to talk about, you know, Grossman's first kiss in the 5 o'clock hour. What else do you want from us?
Hardcore DeAndre Williams talk.
We're not talking about DeAndre Williams. We're not
talking.
Louisville fans don't want to hear notice of allegations talk. I think that guy's in the minority.
I agree.
I think that guy is in the minority. I think people want nonsense on a Friday. They don't want me yelling and screaming. I mean, do you guys want me to give my take on the, you know, U of L and Kansas and company and their relationship with an apparel company? When an apparel company helps run your school and gives you and funds all of the money? I mean, Nike, look at Kentucky. I mean, do we want to – is that what you want on a Friday?
Folks, we're going
to – You saw it on the NFL when the NFL has told people who to hire and not who to hire for their broadcast, right?
Yeah, well, folks
– you see an influence when someone gives you $100 million. They get an influence.
We're going to have
– Is that what people want?
We're going to have plenty of time to talk about this stuff. This isn't going anywhere. We talked about it for how many straight days now? 4 straight days? And it's not – we're going to have plenty to talk about with the notice of allegations. We're going to have plenty to talk about basketball rosters. We're going to talk about Terry Wilson ran today in a straight line, and he was okay. That's your Terry Wilson Kentucky football update for today. He ran straight.
Texas says, I need to get back to texting Jason Cho in Kansas City that Big Easy sucks.
Yes, you do. Absolutely, yes, you do.
Here's what we're going to do for the next 2 minutes. Give your Terry Wilson take. Go, right now.
Me?
Well, what's the news? That he's running 100%?
Yes, that was the news today. Darren Henshaw talked to Nick Roush of Kentucky Sports Radio.
Oh, nice.
And
that's a good get for Nick Roush.
He actually played Jeopardy with Darren Henshaw. Apparently Darren Henshaw during quarantine does Zoom meetings with his quarterbacks, and they play like coverage Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And does that?
I mean, you are you setting me up here?
No.
Yeah. Coverage is right.
Yeah.
Hand off left, hand off right.
Yeah, there. Well, yeah. I wasn't setting you up, but I knew where that was going to go.
Seam route with the tight end.
Yes. Okay. They miss. They overthrow that.
There's three.
Yeah, they overthrow that
up
seam
the middle.
Route.
There's four. Yeah. I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah, but that's the Terry Wilson.
Who left him? Armon Gilmore?
Armani Gilmore. Yes,
a lot of crushed stoops over that. They didn't have enough quarterbacks.
He's got five quarterbacks.
Well, last year he didn't have enough quarterbacks.
He had six. Armani Gilmore left. They still have five quarterbacks. So, of course, lot crushed stoops. Really? Is that happened today? He crushed Kentucky football? No way.
Texas says, you must turn it in to the cops if after a month no one claims that it's yours. Yeah, but that's not how it sounds like this story's playing out.
Yeah.
Given that it was right next to an ATM, that changes anything.
Absolutely.
If Chris Mack finds $135K next to, roosters before he walks in with chicken wings, then it's a whole different thing. But go ahead. Terry Wilson, 60 seconds, and then we're going to break.
Okay. Terry Wilson apparently ran unaided. He wasn't on the little zero gravity treadmill. He ran straight, and he was 100% fine, and he was okay. So it looks like he's at least on his way to being back playing football at some point, hopefully. And Joey Gatewood,
that's the news, that at some point, Mitch, Terry Wilson, put it in your sports center, at some point Terry Wilson is close to playing football.
And apparently
that's the report today.
There's Joey Gatewood video of him throwing and doing things that Darren Henshaw can't show anyone.
Oh, of course not.
Very excited about Joey Gatewood.
Of course not, because the Kentucky offense is so damn complicated,
yes.
Especially from Joey Gatewood, a guy that will not play this season. It's so damn complicated. There's no doubt that Florida and Auburn and the only team, the mid-major teams in Louisville will be the only teams that will be tricked by the very tricky offense that Kentucky throws out there.
Well, I think there's, rules about...
I think
he's trying to be super secret. I think there's, rules involved.
I just figured that because that's how football coaches are.
Oh, it's
They're
all
super secret.
Rocket
Bobby
science.
Petrino used to be, get away from the gate.
Yeah.
Kendrick Haskins is going to find out... that Puma Pass sucks, and he's going to go tell Bronco Mendenhall. Mixtape.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.